You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
You know what? I haven't heard it enough. One more time with the voice of Jim Ross, the legendary WWE Hall of Fame broadcaster Jackson Hayes, getting the bounce pass from Nikhil Alexander Walker. As God is my witness, they've broken them in half. Jim Ross with a wrestling description of a move back in the day, one of the big wrestling matches. And then, you know, you have David Griffin on Sirius XM NBA radio yesterday. Then say this about Drew Holiday.
You said you asked him, do you want to be the MVP? Do you think that's something he's capable of being?
I do, and nobody thought Steve Nash was, and he was two-time MVP, and right. People would have thought we were insane for even uttering that notion. Players in this league are so gifted. When you're as good as Drew Holiday is, what makes you take the next step is just your vision of self. And sometimes you need to be given permission to dominate people. And in his situation with Anthony around, I think he was always sort of waiting as though it was Anthony's job. And now Drew knows it's his job, and he's ready to do that.
Jay Hargrave, Gus Kattengill, Jordan, the intern with you here in Metairie. Joey, back over in the Rose Studios, apparently per him, getting ready to batten down the hatches. We haven't heard that in a while, right? I mean, you got a little system coming. What we got? Batten down the hatches, hunker down. What are some of the other ones?
This is what happens when it doesn't rain for a long period of time.
Be prepared. All these other sandbags, all these normal words. I'm not making fun.
Go to the liquor store. Get some liquor.
That's what we do here. The last time there was a storm here last year, I kid you not, Winn-Dixie and Rouse's by my house, I went to both of those places, and literally you'd have thought Prohibition was on its way.
Yes.
I mean, it was incredible. I went to get stuff like for the kid.
We have bread,
formula, and all that other stuff. I kid you not. And when I had to go that way to the
had to go that way.
I had to go down that aisle anyway to get to the baby stuff.
Unfortunately for you.
And yes, I had to settle for my stores and my provisions.
We have canned goods. We have soft drinks. I said no. We're out of liquor. Okay.
It's incredible.
There's a storm coming. Time to get liquor up.
I'm serious. I mean, Joey told me Wednesday through Sunday it's raining. I've already texted the wife. I'm like, all right, crock pots and what do you want me to get you? I'd run down the street over here when I leave. We need a plan now.
Hard liquor.
We need a plan now. I already did.
Crock pots.
Little cucumber and mint.
I thought he said crock pots.
Less cooking. You just press on and you let it cook.
Bacon.
Jordan.
Loads of bacon.
If you don't have power, what are you going to do?
Put it on your dashboard.
you might want to go to Academy and get those little campers.
Ah, Jordan, I like this.
That's why he gets the liquor.
800-998-1003. You can get full on beverages. You can.
Yes, you can.
You really can. Let's go to the phone lines. 800-998-1003. What you got, man? What's your name? Hello?
This is Travis.
Hey, Travis. Oh, there he is. What's up, Travis? How you doing?
Nothing much. So, I wanted to, I heard you talking a little earlier about the LSU, the situation with the quarterback. Well, yep. I can kind of give a little insight to that. If you could just answer one question to me, for me, Gus. Mm-hmm. Unless you have LeBron playing quarterback, I'm joking, okay? unless you have a particular quarterback, you're not beating Nick Saban. Nick Saban has only lost to a particular type of quarterback.
Right.
It ain't a pocket passer. You have to run a spread offense to get his linebackers out on the island, and you have to have a mobile quarterback. Even when LSU beat Alabama, it was Jordan Jefferson, and they beat them because they ran an option. And for whatever reason, Les Miles made zero adjustments, played them in the national championship, tried to run that option again, and literally got smacked in the mouth. Could have put the end zone on the 50-yard line, and they would have still lost. So,
let me ask you this, Travis, because you bring up a good point. You're right. Like Ole Miss and them have given them trouble. I mean, in A&M, you have to have that mobile dual threat quarter. I get it. Describe Trevor Lawrence to me. What kind of quarterback is he from Clemson?
That dude's mobile. That dude can. Yep, don't get me wrong. He can. Yep. He can put the ball on the money. But mm-hmm. if a play breaks down, he can still make a play. I've always said the three things that you need to beat Nick Saban are: you need a mobile quarterback, you need a spread offense, and luck. Those are the things. You have to have those three things in play. And Clemson always says, even when they didn't have Trevor Lawrence, they still beat him with Deshaun? Deshaun beat him. And with the last play of the game. It was a pick route.
Deshaun, to your point, made plays when needed, but he wasn't a scrambler. Yeah. I think you're on to something. You need mobility. You need to be able, because look,
yeah,
I mean, you're only going to be able to block first round draft picks on a D line so long. So you've got to make plays. You got to be able to throw outside the pocket, but you got to be able to deliver the football. You have to throw to beat Alabama.
I will 100% agree with you, and that's where I think Johnny Manziel beat him because he scrambled, he made plays, and it was luck. And I want to say, he fumbled a snap and he kind of ran around the back, and then he threw a ball up, and the ball just hit one of AMM's players in the chest. The ball literally hit him in the chest and end zone. Like it's you need certain components to beat that guy. He's only lost to mobile quarterbacks. He's only lost to mobile type offenses to an extent. He's lost to Utah. He's lost to Florida. He's lost to Urban Meyer. Anybody from Urban Meyer's descent, you're fine. They can beat him. But it just seems like you have to have that prototype, you know, to beat that guy. And I think that's where you say, I don't think you can, you know, because, I mean, honestly, I don't think you can beat him with a pocket pass at all. I mean, he destroys pocket passes. He just makes them look irrelevant. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but that's just my take on it.
Okay. Travis, this is Jay, and you're right. The reason why people have been able to beat them is because they've had to have the spread offense. And it goes back to one thing, and it pains me to say this, but Marlon Favorite, I know, is going to be smiling when I say this. Alabama is so far ahead of everyone else in college football because of their offense and defensive lines. Clemson has finally caught up to them, and the only way a pocket passer can beat Nick Saban in Alabama is if he has an offensive line that can handle Alabama's defensive line. And that's why LSU is going to struggle with Alabama again this year. There's such a gap between LSU and Alabama on the offensive and defensive lines, it's not funny. Clemson, the reason why they have gotten there is because they have caught up to Alabama. LSU has got to spend the next two recruiting classes on the O-line and the defensive line, and when that happens, they'll be able to compete with Alabama again.
I want to make two quick points. Number one, there's some really good linemen in New Orleans, and I've said before, Gus, they're not getting those players out of New Orleans. When you're losing players in your big backyard, there's a problem. So I think that they need to get down there, and they need to hunker down and lock down New Orleans as far as recruiting goes. My second point to what you were saying, I've always said this, and I'm going to continue to say this. I feel like LSU is the most talented team in the SEC. I feel like by far they're the most talented team because they can have one of the worst seasons and still have first round draft picks. It doesn't really happen in a lot of places, but it happens there. It can happen at Alabama, of course, but those are the only two places. But they're always outcoached in that game when they play Alabama, and it is not even close to the talent on the field level is almost, if not equal, almost the exact same, and they still get outcoached every single time. They just get outcoached. Nick Saban just completely outschemes them, and I mean Ed Orgeron doesn't have a good track record against Nick Saban either. I mean, if you want to keep going about it, you know, it's just not. I like Ed Orgeron. Ed Orgeron was recruited me and a couple of my teammates, but I don't think he's the guy that's going to get it done either, honestly.
I want to give Ed some time because I think he can. He's bridging that gap, but it's going to take him some time. And you go back to what Jimbo Fisher left at Florida State. You know, Willie Taggart's paid the price for that, and he almost lost his job because there was nothing in the cupboard when he left to go to A&M. And Les Miles, to a lesser extent, did the same thing to Orgeron. The talent level had dropped off at LSU. And once that happens, when you've got a team like Alabama that's so far ahead of everybody and that gap just keeps getting further, it is going to take some time. I think Ed is closing that gap, But when you've got somebody so far out in front of you like Alabama is with the recruits, and you're right, he has got to shore up at New Orleans. They're losing too many kids from New Orleans. But when you bring in guys like the number one defensive back, Darryl Stingley, that's coming in this year,
yeah,
he's going to make a world of difference for that team. The gap's getting the skill position, I agree with you. I think we've got better talent than Alabama, but that offensive and defensive line is where he's got to close that gap.
Agree. I 100% agree with you on that. And I mean, we'll see how this season plays out. I mean, hey, they always say anything can happen. I mean, Jalen Hurts might win a Heisman this year. Going back to where, you know, someone who won a Heisman 2 years in a row, we'll see how this goes. This season is going to be pretty telling for Ed Orgeron and his plan for the future. If Nick Saban wins the championship, he might ride off into the sunset. I mean, we just don't know. This season is going to it's going to be pretty fun in the SEC, that's for sure. I mean, Missouri may come out and start playing ball, guys. I mean, geez, the SEC is pretty open. I mean, Alabama's at the top. I mean, they could easily just blow a game because of their secondary not being up to par. So we'll see. This is going to be good. This is going to be a good year for the SEC.
All right, Travis, thank you for the phone call, man. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday, buddy, over at Vinny's.
Yeah, I'll swim over there, guys.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Is what it is. We'll have Jordan be ready out there. You're going to have a towel for Travis?
I remember.
What?
I might not be
there. Oh, come on.
No, I'm joking. Hey, I'll be there. Here. I'll be there.
It'll be raining Thursday.
Yeah.
Vinny's has liquor, don't they?
Yeah.
So everybody will be packed in there.
They have a lot of liquor.
They do. Absolutely.
It'll be packed in there.
800-998-1003. It's interesting he said, is it going to be open? I think LSU has a chance. And I've said this already. I think they have a shot at Bama this year. I really honestly do.
I think they do. But, I've got to see that. I've got to see our offensive line be able to protect Burrows. He is mobile. He can move around a lot.
Georgia should have had him twice.
Yes. And
I think A&M is going to be pretty strong.
And that's why I think the gap has closed, because Georgia played Alabama well, and then LSU went out there and beat Georgia soundly.
I think what's interesting is in the last 2 years, and especially this past offseason when the season ended, more and more players are coming out of that program and saying Saban didn't really care for them. You remember you had one guy in the draft say, you know, said openly, Saban, get my name out of your mouth and stuff like that. It's just, I think it's getting harder and harder to get players to understand, you're just a player on Alabama.
Yep.
You're
not a number.
You're out next if you got a problem.
Yep.
And some people can handle it and some don't. But you hadn't really seen that. Like the Patriots the last couple of years, you had people come out and say, man, I am not about the Patriot way. That said, the Patriots are the defending Super Bowl champion. And the Alabama Crimson Tide
played
are probably favorite to go
game.
Into a national championship game at least. Trey, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got for us today?
I think he meant to say Chew.
Okay, what's up, Chew? How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I want to make a couple comments on your buddy that you entertained, Travis. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he made a comment which baffled me. He said that J.J. Redick would have been a perfect fit for L.A., but then he tried to go on to discredit him on his stats from this year on why he should have done more with Philadelphia. So he lost me at that point. So whatever he says going forward, I make sure I don't tune in anymore. But I want to talk about the Pelicans. What's our guy's name? Silva. Silva, I think by the time he makes it to our team, I think he'll be NBA ready. He looked great to me last night. Of course, Jackson and Alexander, they both look exceptional. But to go 3-for-4 from behind the arc, mm-hmm. And you know, still be able to go to wherever he's going, Australia, to work on his game. I'm hoping, and of course, you know, you never know how someone turns out. I'm hoping he's that piece to be maybe like a Ginobili for our team in the future. You know, just a guy that could come in, add instant offense. He plays good defense, does all the right things. But I'm excited as you are, Gus, just to watch him again, and to see them grow. You know, they, of course, it's not against NBA competition yet, but you know, the fact that we were able to dominate. Listen, I'm a betting man. I've never bet NBA summer league in my life. I put everything I had in my online account last night that they would cover 1.5. And after the first quarter, I was more than excited that my bet was going to be covered. So, you know, the future is definitely bright. I think Drew is going to put himself in position to be in the MVP conversation this year. Just because, you know, like you said, he doesn't have to look to AD or to anybody else to be the leader. He knows this is his team. So, you know, he's gonna take that young group along with the younger guys that are coming from LA. And I think we'll be somewhere in the mid-40s as far as wins. Mm. Will that get us in the playoffs? Yeah, we don't know. The West, we know how tough the West is always, but you know, I think we'll definitely be fighting for 7th, 8th spot somewhere up in there.
I'll say this, Chew, and I was asking it earlier today with Jay and just in general to start the show, how excited I should be, you know, and anything. And I think what's intriguing to me is you just have a lot of raw athletic ability and talent on there. Yet, when I say raw, I'm just talking about in terms of inexperience at the NBA level. What stood out to me yesterday, and you heard from Eichenhofer say it earlier, and you heard Jake Madison say it earlier too, they were making plays yesterday that's experienced basketball IQ type things. And I, the new voice of the Pels on radio, you know, Todd Graffanini and I, for years, we would tweet back and forth during a game personally. And the amount of times we both go, the basketball IQ on this team is so bad. You know, and that means just not understanding the game. You're up 7, 2 minutes left. Boogie, AD, shooting threes at the top of the key, you know, or the top of the arc with 20 seconds left on the shot clock. It's just, it's empty possessions. It's not understanding the game. It's not understanding the share of the ball. And you're watching that Jackson Hayes dunk yesterday came off of, as he said afterwards, a beautiful pass and read from Nickeil Alexander-Walker. And it's just, it's stuff like that that makes me get excited, because that's coachable, and they understand it. They get it. They understand basketball. That's what makes me happy.
You look, I can see where Griffin's going with this thing, Gus, and it's 100% right. Look at the up and coming teams: Milwaukee, Toronto, mm-hmm. Denver. All of those teams were deep teams, not superstar laden. Toronto had obviously Kawhi. We've got Drew Holiday. Milwaukee's got Antetokounmpo.
Right.
The NBA's changing, and the Pelicans are ahead of the curve. Everybody's getting away from these superstar laden teams, because you can run them to death, and then you get into their bench and there's nothing there. So everybody's on the LA bandwagon, both the Clippers and the Lakers. Great. Let's see how that works out once the season starts and you got 82 games under your belt. You're going into the playoffs and you're going up against a team that can run.
Sports Hangover continues next on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Riders
on the storm. Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Mike Sole is a candidate for sheriff of Terrebonne Parish. Mike has 38 years of experience in the Sheriff's Department of Terrebonne Parish. Mike has served as a detective, SWAT team member, narcotics commander, chief of detectives, and assistant to the sheriff. Mike has the experience, knowledge, and is committed to make changes with a new vision and a new direction for the Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Department. Paid for by the Mike Sole Campaign Fund.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gavery Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gavery Law Group today at 985-223-4400. Or follow us on Facebook. Get Gavery. Get results.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris, ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 95-859-4744.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, Jay Hargrave joined the interns grabbing his weekly earnings this week and stashing it in the sock drawer, getting ready to save up to buy that brand new Nike number 1-5 of your Los Angeles Lakers. You're the intern. Who is that?
Boogie
Cousins going back to 1-5.
That's the big news coming out of LA today.
Well, I mean,
that's
here's my thing.
All I've got.
It's shocking he didn't go with the zero.
He had
jersey.
Zero doubt. That
no,
he was
well,
going
he
back
had
to
zero
15.
Offers. I mean, you know, he basically probably begged the Lakers.
He has 15 injury problems, so I guess that's why.
I think the other free agent they signed, Phil Johnson, the plumber from Oklahoma.
Oh, stop it.
I think he wanted zero. He's going to wear zero.
Don't you pay attention to the national media? Wait. They're winning 65 games this year, and they're
absolutely
going to sweep their way through the Western Conference. Anthony Davis, LeBron will be co-MVP PPPs, and it's just, I mean, and then when they accept it, they'll have their hands over their mouth like this, like they do now. I mean, it's going to be incredible. Yeah, I cannot wait.
You know what? I think
most
I know
exciting
what
NBA season ever.
And Kawhi, of course. Oh, that's right. Kawhi didn't join them. They missed on that one, too.
The Lakers organization is just slowly squeezing out more and more money from their fans.
Not really what they're doing.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, think about it. Mm-hmm. LeBron James.
Right.
He, you know, he's such a nice guy.
Nice guy.
Gives away the number 23 to get the number 6. You know what that does? I think we were talking about this yesterday
in
the car. New jerseys.
Yeah, new jerseys.
Guess what he gets?
More money.
More money. Mm-hmm. Guess what AD gets?
Yeah,
more money.
Because they force the fans to buy the 23 jerseys because you can't correlate to both numbers. Yeah. Can't have LeBron 23 jersey.
Which is why Joey said he wants to do Velcro jerseys as you just rip the name off the back.
Put a new name on the back.
And now you have Boogie going back to 15.
Number 15.
Now people go buy the number 15 Lakers jersey.
Who's buying a Boogie jersey?
Probably Rajon Rondo, maybe.
No, I.
That's team in Lithuania. Here to comment is LeVar Ball.
Yeah. Triple B. How you doing, Michael?
Well,
I'm magnificent.
You're in a good mood.
Why shouldn't I be? I'm an internet sensation.
It is.
The one and only. You think David Griffin got to him and said, hey, knock it off? Because we haven't heard anything from him.
No, he's been doing all right.
I think David Griffin kind of laid the law down to him.
Yep. Josh Hart on what is this, Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram. He liked it.
Okay, so the team released early this morning a picture of Ball, Hart, and Ingram, all in Pel's jerseys. Ball holding the ball with two hands, and behind him over each shoulder is Ingram and Hart. And Josh, I can't wait to get him on the show. Next Monday they're going to introduce him, and I've been promised we'll try to get him, if not one way, shape, or form here soon. But he put out there, excited to see our young core grow in a system where they can play free and without the pressure of playing in L.A. That's incredible from the say
well, he
that.
He liked it.
Right.
He liked the post that said that.
Oh, okay. He liked the post that said that. But that's the thing. A lot of people feel that. And I'm interested because I keep referencing the young players, the baby birds. You cannot not apply that to Ingram, Ball, and Hart. They're still young. And it's different when you – I mean, Ball, Magic Johnson says he's going to be better than me. I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
That is.
You know, from the face of the Lakers, essentially. I think the fact that they've embraced it and understood it, as opposed to early in January when it was, hey – hard for them to understand. Here's the guy that they're playing with, sharing a bus, sharing an airplane, practicing with, eating with, and LeBron, who says, I don't want you.
Yeah.
And it was probably hard for them. And here's a situation where you have a guy like, you know, whether it's Griffin or just the rest of this team saying, we can't wait to have you. And to see last Friday when you saw Lonzo Ball show up in Vegas for the game with Zion and Alvin Gentry go and hug him. And just, you know, and you could just see the genuine affection of, you know, of Ball say, I'm ready. I think they're ready for a new fresh start. And again, you look at it, was it 9 first round picks or something like that the team has out of their roster right now? And most of them are lottery picks, if not high five, top 5 picks. It's going to be fun to sort of see. And that's what's exciting to me. Keep the focus and understand it's not right now. It can be exciting. It can be fun. An experience to watch this team grow, but I want to fast forward to 3 years. 3 years from now, you'll see where everybody's going to be, what you need, adding a piece here, adding a piece there, maybe a top free agent decides to come. Maybe you don't even need it. I don't know. But it's going to be exciting the more time these guys get on the court, get together, but it's already a nice start, I think.
We've talked about the difference between LeBron James and Michael Jordan on this show so many times, but you brought it up. Last year with LeBron James, remember Chris Bosh when he left Miami and Chris Bosh told people, he took a lot of heat for it, wait till you see what you're getting with LeBron. This is what he meant, because LeBron will throw a guy under the bus when he misses that shot. When you saw Michael Jordan play, whether it was John Paxson or Steve Kerr, they had an open shot and they pass it up. Jordan would get on him on the bench. You take that damn shot when it's open. You have it, you take it. It reinforced to those guys, he wants me to be a part of this team. He wants me to take these big shots. LeBron doesn't. LeBron wants to throw guys under the bus when they he makes them out to, you cost us the game. And those guys play nervous. These guys come into the Pelicans now, it's like a load off their back. I can relax and play my game, and I don't have to worry about making a mistake with LeBron, because he wants, you know, he wants to be the star. He wants the limelight on him. Now I can be myself. When you go out there on a basketball court and play with that attitude, Gus, you're going to fail. No question about it.
One of the things that's interesting, Zion Williamson talked about yesterday, it was made available and touched on trying to envision what this team is going to look like. And even I think he sees the excitement level, the potential, but what's it going to be like once it all gets together? Because, again, we haven't even seen on the court yet. They haven't had a practice. They haven't even started working out, practicing it, because they're not allowed to. You know, now that they're on the team, you're probably going to get Drew and all these other guys probably working out and going, shoot. I would not be surprised if you and I could start seeing some video here on Instagram and things of that nature of Ball and Ingram and Hart and Drew Holiday working out, shooting at a gym together, with Zion coming on after this too, right? Because yep. He's got to get in shape and all.
I've been trying to think about it, like, how it's going to be, but I don't really think I can. Like, I think we have so much young talent with older talent, so I'm curious just like on you with how it's going to work and how well we're going to play together.
You know, I still go back, man, that excitement level on Friday was incredible. And when he did the steal from Kevin Knox and threw down the jam, the entire arena went bananas. I mean, the fact the crowd was chanting, we want Zion to start the third quarter, that Pels never had that with AD.
No.
Never connected like that with people.
I haven't seen anything like this since LeBron came into the league, where there was this much excitement about a player and this much buzz. That, I mean, when have we talked about summer leagues being sold out? I haven't ever remember it. I've never remembered this much buzz, and I get it. There's this much buzz in New Orleans is because he's ours, but you know, there's people in Las Vegas paying top dollar,
right?
Because it was like a list of who's who,
yeah,
on the front row of the court when the Pelicans took the court.
It was incredible, and that's going to be like that now when the Pels travel. We come back, we'll hear more from Zion on what he thought of the crowd on Friday, the fact that he's not in shape, and what we should take out of that. Plus, we'll hear, if you'd like, from Jackson Hayes, and I think you'll be excited to hear from Nikhil Alexander-Walker if you didn't, their comments to NBA TV after their performances last night. Again, the other two first-round draft picks that David Griffin had this past NBA draft in June. It's the Sports Hangover and your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Locally owned and
operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Ruderman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Ruderman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance and appliances. Never mind. Rod's Superstore.
It's summertime, and the grilling is easy at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod's Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod's Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
So with that atmosphere, back last Friday, Zion Williams, so what do you think of the crowd?
It was a crazy experience because the gym was sold out. I didn't expect that many people to be there. The energy was high, and it was my first taste of like actually playing against NBA players, so it was great.
So two things that came out of that, of course, Jay, was the fact that he bumped knees, he was bruised. He said sitting out right now, precautionary.
How's your knees feel? Did that feel more precautionary, or did you feel something in the moment that made you say, nah, I need to sit the rest of this game out?
It was more precautionary.
Of course, not playing. We're frustrated because we don't get to see him. How is it for him?
It's very frustrating because you know me, I'm a competitor, and whenever I can play, I just want to play.
Now, as far as the other story that came out of it, not in shape. Seth Greenberg, a lot of other people saying, look, he's not shape. I'm like, dude, it's July. The guy hadn't been playing basketball, hadn't been practicing. He'll be fine by September. I'm sure he's going to be working out nicely here the next couple of months and weeks. Zion on that, though.
Honestly, I don't think nobody can ever be in perfect shape for the NBA season. It's 82 games. You will find yourself tired, but I think it's just a matter of always trying to improve your body.
So, I think he'll be fine.
Did he look out of shape when he played for Duke last year?
No.
He looked pretty much the same, and the kid was up and down the court. No. I mean, it's like the national media cannot let go of the fact that this kid's in New Orleans. If this kid was in L.A. right now, you wouldn't be hearing anything about him being out of shape. You'd be talking about
national media?
Oh, yes.
Will Cain.
David Griffin got a ton of credit for the Anthony Davis trade. Remember, this is what it was. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart. Three first-round picks and two pick swaps. The right to trade with the Lakers on whoever's pick is higher. That's what David Griffin, the New Orleans Pelicans, got for Anthony Davis. Now, what did Sam Presti pull off with Oklahoma City Thunder while having the Clippers over a barrel? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who everybody liked his rookie season. Danilo Gallinari, who had a nice year and has a contract that most think is somewhat tradable. Then, five first-round picks, four of which are unprotected. And then, two pick swaps. Thunder got more than the Pelicans did. I mean, unless you love Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram that much more than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Danilo Gallinari, I think the Thunder did better than the Pelicans did.
That is, ladies and gentlemen. Good job.
So let me ask you this.
The Bells haven't done anything.
Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Patrick Beverley, right there, those three guys. You think they're going to miss the playoffs? They're going to be in the playoffs. So what are those number one picks?
Well, that's what I told Jordan.
24,
the intern here. I mean,
25, maybe 30.
Yeah, but
if they get to the finals.
Jordan's going through the same thing because he said, hey, the Lakers are going to have a lot. Now that they got Boogie, they got Rondo.
Fight.
And Beal.
And they got LeBron Avery James, who plays how many of 82 games?
Talking about, they're moving the point now, baby.
How many?
Yeah,
who's
that's just extended his career another 5 years.
How many games does he play?
You didn't
how
hear
many
my
rest,
show yesterday?
How many rest days?
You get a pass, you get a pass. He's going to go Oprah. Here
right.
you go. Here you go.
And how many games
here
is he going to play?
And then come playoff time, my time to shine. The rest of the season, here you go. Here you go.
How many
here
games is he going to play?
Huh.
LeBron.
LeBron?
Yeah.
All of them, because he ain't got to move.
Oh, he doesn't have to. He's going to play all 82. How about Anthony Davis?
He's going to stay right there at the three-point arc, and when the guy gets past him, he goes, you.
Yeah, remember, he spends millions of dollars on his body during the offseason.
That's right, $7 million, I heard.
Yeah.
Right?
How many games are they going to play? How many naps they're going to need?
Huh?
How many rest days? How many naps?
Nap time.
Yeah,
doesn't
matter.
How many games are they going to miss?
It's called load management.
Right. My point is, again, can that team win those games when one's on load management?
Greatest Laker team I've ever seen assembled.
Absolutely.
Kobe and Shaq would have no shot.
This Nothing. Is the greatest
no
Laker team
I mean,
since
Boogie would have Shaq's number. Who's guarding AD? Kobe versus LeBron. I mean,
96-97 Bulls.
Oh, yeah. You should see Laker fans on Twitter.
This is
greatest
the
team ever assembled. Here's one problem. They play no defense.
Here, this is the greatest Laker team that's ever assembled since 2018.
He may do. He may. I've also seen Rudy Gobert and other guys dunk on him mercilessly.
So my point is when the Lakers have those guys out, and God forbid, and I don't wish injuries on
it's
anybody.
It's not the Lakers. It's the greatest team ever.
The greatest
assembled.
Team ever assembled.
Thank you.
The greatest right. was
the greatest since Steve Nash, Dwight Howard, and Kobe Bryant joined forces in LA.
What was Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's the greatest show on
the greatest show on earth?
On earth. Yeah. There you go. The
greatest show on
earth.
Wood.
That's what we'll call them.
Greatest show on wood.
So God forbid an injury happens to one of them. Where's that number one pick going to be?
You have others.
Oh, yeah.
You have others.
The ex-Pelican team that wasn't any good. Rondo, Cousins, Davis. Where's that pick going to be when one of them?
No, you got to remember, they're in Los Angeles now.
That's right.
It's completely different.
There is the theme song.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The fight song for the Los Angeles Lakers.
The greatest show on wood, LeBron James and the 2017-18 New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, looks like Boogie and Rondo's already fighting.
No, they're not. Because the first play of the new season will be winning from the tip. Rondo alley-oop to James, who grabs it with one hand behind the back. Alley-oops to AD, who tosses it off the glass to Boogie, who dunks with two hands.
And we haven't even talked.
That's what's going to happen.
They're going to fight because one of them's like starting in the starting lineups before them. The starting lineups before them.
He is in the starting lineup.
We haven't even talked about
JaVale McGee.
No, Tom,
greatest center to have ever played there since Shaquille O'Neal.
Tom Palmer. He's the accountant from Des Moines, Iowa that they signed as a free agent. We haven't even talked about him.
Mike DeMartini, the Olive.
Yes. He's another one. One of the best he's probably the most underrated small forward in the game.
Easy.
Absolutely.
Oh, you keep forgetting the one thing that you've not brought up, though.
What's that?
LeBron's ready.
He has Anthony Davis.
No.
He's got a legitimate shot.
What is he doing this year? What is he bringing back? Not one, two things. What
six.
Is he bringing back?
Six.
The six.
No. More importantly, things that have nothing to do with the court, but yet they do. He's bringing back the powder toss.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Wow.
He's bringing back the chalk toss, and he's bringing back the headband.
Hold on, let me get on my offshore account and start betting now.
He's bringing back the headband.
Where did you hear that from?
Oh, they tweeted, it was the same day that he talked about the chalk toss.
Oh, must have missed it.
Yep.
Why didn't you leave the show with that?
Yeah, it's only,
go Google it.
It was
a massive story. People wrote about it. The headband's coming back.
Why didn't you leave the show with that?
You don't remember we talked on the show what color headband will he wear? Is it white? Is it gold? Is it purple?
Gus.
Headband and the chalk toss are coming back.
All I can tell the listeners, if he's bringing the chalk toss back and the headband back, bet with both hands. Go to the windows and bet the Lakers with both hands.
everything you own on them winning a championship. That's a game changer. Mm-hmm. The rest of the league needs to just fold up and go home.
So everyone on social media and Kyle Kuzma were begging him to bring it back. I don't think it's official. No, because I looked
it
up.
You didn't look it up. You went one story to top story. Today. Keep scrolling. He's bringing it back.
No, he's not.
That's incredible. Kyle Kuzma, can you please bring the headband back?
Because we want the bandana bandits like we had in New Orleans.
The bandana bandits?
That's basically the same thing. Headband.
If I'm the Pelicans, I make the Lakers come out and I would play the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey music as they come out of the locker room.
Greatest show on wood, though, remember.
Greatest. That's the Lakers. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Los
Angeles
Lakers.
I don't know why we're even playing the season. Just go ahead and give the Larry O'Brien to him.
I think so. LeBron's executive of the year again. He's probably GM of the year again. Absolutely. I mean, he was masterminded that trade.
The head bandana bet.
You know what? I need to be cleansed.
I wish we had LeBron and not David Griffin.
You
want to
hear
Griffin.
From Jackson Hayes? This is his interview on NBA TV following last night's
game. Can he toss chalk?
Can he toss chalk?
Yeah.
I don't want him to toss chalk.
Okay.
Keep calling him Sideshow Bob, though, on Twitter.
That's a good name.
Because of the hair. It's really good.
All right, Jackson Hayes, the man of the hour. You don't know this because you've been playing, but one of your many dunks tonight is already trending on social media.
I still haven't even seen the dunk, so I got to see it first before I can say anything about it.
All right, so you had a lot of them this evening. What is it that you look for when you attack the rim and there's defenders in the paint?
I just look straight at the rim, and I mean, if I see an opening, I'm just going to go take it and attack it.
And the aggressiveness, I don't suspect that will wane at all. Is that part of your game, and will it stay there?
That's definitely part of my game. I like to say I'm an aggressive person. That's part of my football background, so I like attacking people. So I'm just drive every time I attack the hoop.
All right, I'm glad you brought up football because we know your dad played, your mom played basketball. Who has been more influential in terms of your athletic development?
It's hard to decide who's been more influential. Both of them have been. My mom was my first basketball coach. My dad's been my coach in football and lacrosse. So, I mean, they've both just been there, helped me the whole way.
All right, I know you were excited to play. This is your first taste of NBA basketball. What are your thoughts?
Very excited. I'm excited to see the future of our team. I'm excited to get to work. Yeah.
All right, thanks for stopping. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, looks like we've got someone else to talk to. Come on over here. We've got Nikhil Alexander. Walker, thank you for stopping. And I just talked to your teammate. You guys have a nice young nucleus here. What have you learned from each other early on?
I learned I could throw it anywhere, and he's going to go get it, literally from Zion to Jackson. It's fun, though. I mean, I'm just thankful to be out here. And I think the fact that we're clicking off the court helps us on the court. And the chemistry just allows us to play as one because we know what the other guy's thinking.
You brought up Zion. He obviously is not playing now with the knee injury, but when you were able to play with him, what was that like? You said you could just throw it anywhere between he and Jackson. What did you learn from him from the limited exposure you've had?
He's a great finisher and very physical, and he's one and win. I mean, if you play with anyone who really wants to win, it's going to make it a lot easier and a lot of fun. And I'm just thankful that they give me the ball, and trust me, it helps when you have guys like that who are humble and give you confidence.
All right, you mentioned they trust you. Why is it they trust you? What is it that you are bringing to the table?
I feel like I'm very versatile. I feel like I can make shots, create for others, and play off the bounce. But I'm a selfless guy. I'm going to put the team first and do whatever it takes to win.
And your action tonight, what did you see out there on the floor?
I've seen a lot of highlights from the whole team. I mean, from Didi. No one expected him, but from working out with him, I knew he could really shoot the ball. And Jackson, I'm just happy that we got a win. And in that fashion, I mean, debut, glory to God.
Well, congratulations. I know you all are excited. You're like kids in a candy store. It's been fun to watch.
Oh, for sure.
All right, guys.
That's Nikhil Alexander Walker and Jackson Hayes. Boy, it really sounds like they don't have a really good head on their shoulders, James. Don't know what's going on there. Really B-type players, you know?
Drafting smart.
Unbelievable.
Drafting good quality kids.
I mean, when you listen to Alexander Walker, he's like, he just gets it.
They all do.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
It's why.
The Rim Reapers. I love it. Because they all dunk. I mean, the Rim Reapers.
And look, Frank Jackson's one of the highest flying guys I've seen in a long time. That kid can leap.
Baby Birds, Rim Reapers. Those are my two favorites right now. Sports Hangover continues. Final segment next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's the summer clearance event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Nothing hurts my mom that she showed anyway. She'd always say, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself, too. We're in this together. Even the toughest of us might not know where to go to get a little support.
Encourage women who have served to learn more about the VA care and benefits they've earned. The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov. 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
They're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
And Musso.
And we invite you to join us every single weekday for After Further Review. I'll tell you every single day. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Weekdays on After Further Review. Join us from 3 to 6. It's AFR on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
On The Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. It took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Sunny.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, I don't see
I'm good.
Apparently over the next couple of days.
Down. I'm all right.
We need a Noah's Ark. Daniel Salerson and Jim Eichenhofer. We spoke with Jim earlier today. We'll have to call the Cavs and Pels tomorrow, 6:30 in the Summer League game last night.
Oh, my goodness! Jackson Hayes creating a poster on Velder. Oh, man.
That was Salerson last night on the call. Again,
I thought it was going to be a quiet night with Zion. Not so fast.
Jay Fowl, listening, taking a screenshot of the radio in this car. Thanks for listening, as always. 800-998-1003. Mr. Bill, got about 10 and a half minutes here before the top of the hour. What you got, man?
Okay. Real quick, I vote for rim reapers because that sounds as good as anything to me.
Right?
But you were asking earlier, you know, should you really be this happy right now?
Yeah.
And if you're a sports fan in New Orleans right now, I think this is about how happy you should be. You should be laying in a pool on a float with a Panama Jack hat and your Maui Jim sunglasses, with a red Auerbach Stogie in one hand and your favorite cocktail in the other hand. Uh-huh. That's how happy you should be. And you should be saying, bleep yeah, and that's a haul, folks.
Yes. Dude, first off, I have Maui's. They're right in front of me. Okay. I love my Maui's.
Okay.
I need to get a Panama Jack hat. The Stogie I can work on. I have been in the pool probably the last 3 days doing that, just enjoying life, sending Jordan selfies that annoy him. But no, dude, I'm excited about this. The Saints training camp schedule came out today. Normally this is like 3 hours and it may be on other radio shows about it, but I'm legitimately talking about something that happened yesterday. I'm not like overhyping, over exaggerating. When you see three draft picks come in and literally have half a practice or a practice together, tops, and look like they did, and you can sit there and say, well, it's summer league. Here's the thing. You want to see the Saints, second unit, third unit, smoke another team because it shows you depth. It shows you how good they can be. We would be talking about that. If the Saints struggle to score, struggle to stop anybody after the starters left, it gives you reason to go, uh-oh, if starters get hurt, you're not going to be in trouble. And we've seen that the last couple of preseasons. Sean Payton himself said, look, you want to start to establish winning. You want to start to establish a sort of identity. And what you're seeing in the last couple of games and this offseason is what David Griffin says, Bill. It's the thing he wants to end every single day with Gale Benson. The Pelicans keep winning. He wants to win the day every day. And that sounds exactly what you've heard Sean Payton and the Saints do.
Well, I was going to say the similarities are not coincidental because obviously Gale Benson, you know, in hiring David Griffin and everything that, I mean, literally everything that he's done since he's been in that position has just been, you know, everything that you want a guy to do that's in this position. And when the Saints got Jeff Ireland, that's when they were able to really start building depth through the draft, because they had good talent evaluation through Jeff Ireland. Things really changed when he came in. And now with this new administration with the Pelicans, you're seeing the same thing, only you're seeing it happen like almost miraculously quickly. I mean, you know, I don't know if we're getting too giddy, but, you know, things seem to be happening awfully quick with the Pelicans.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Even after the season ends, don't we have three number one picks next year? Lakers, Atlanta, and ours.
You got picks left and right. Obviously,
and the twos from Milwaukee.
Here's the other thing, Mr. Bill, that I think is interesting too, and I like hearing this. It's them developing and want to develop that G League to have guys come in, because Griffin said it day one. You know, your sixth man of the year, the guy that comes off the bench, the guy that. That's what you want to develop from the G League. And that's why you go get a Trajan Langdon. That's why you go get a Swincash, people that understand how to develop players. Because, look, a lot of these players are not going to be able to get minutes. But instead of sitting on the bench waving towels when a three-pointer goes down and doing funny hand gestures, go play. Go play in the G League. And David Griffin said something that stood out to me weeks ago. There will be two-way coaches with the two-way players. So when you get down to the G League, you're going to be attached with a coach. And that coach is going to go with you. And when you move up, that coach comes with you. So you've incentivized the coach to get you ready to get back up. And that player has somebody that's doing exactly what the franchise wants at all times and is keeping you. A lot of times players feel like, you know, you got left out to dry, out of sight, out of mind. This is completely different. And I love it, Bill.
And real quickly, would you do me a favor the next time you get David Griffin on the show?
Sure.
Would you please ask him if any of his influences in his coaching career go back to John Wooden?
Okay.
Because John Wooden's philosophy of basketball was, we want to play a fast-paced game because it's more fun for the kids and it's more fun for the fans.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if his influence goes back that far.
I'll ask him about that. Thank you, Bill, for the phone call, man. Appreciate you tuning in, Jay. Final seconds.
Real short, right, to your point, out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. Does anybody remember Tony Carr, the number two pick last year from Penn State?
Yeah.
Nobody's even talking about him.
Yeah, exactly. Sports Hangover all wrapped up for the day. Matt Moscone, after further reviews, up next. Jay Harjay, thanks for sitting in.
Enjoyed it. Maybe we'll do some more work together.
Joey, thanks to you. Join the intern. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.
There he is as he yawns. Good that we didn't entertain you.
I didn't yawn.
There, Joey.
Rain on the way. Go get
we'll
your liquor.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Go get liquored up.
On ESPN New Orleans. It's like a warm
summer breeze.